Welcome to the Good Talent Podcast. It's great to have your company. My name's Tony Nichols. I'm joined by John Sullivan, our Welshman, our ex-BBC broadcasting legend. Welcome, John.
Thanks, Tony, for that introduction. Great to be here.
It's probably time to start planning for the new year. I know I am already. What events am I attending? Who am I partnering with? What's my marketing plan? What's my business plan? What are budgets and things? But now really is the time to get those things in place.
Yeah, definitely. I think the finish line, I can really smell it and see it, Tony. And we know for our clients at the moment as a PR agency, we're working out what are the stories that we can develop and position to media over that holiday period. And it's a natural time for human beings to have an interest in, well, how has this year gone? You know, what's happened and what's coming? And with that, there's huge opportunities to tell stories and look back on the trends. By the end of this year, we'll have had the voice referendum outcome. We've seen this conflict in two parts of the world, you know, this conflict everywhere in the world, but certainly two major parts. And we've had some really tough economic trends to suck up and sort of assimilate and deal with this year, Tony. So I think this has been a sharp year and it will be brought into focus as it ends. And I think there'll be a natural hope and aspiration that the next year will be better. But we know there's stories in all of it, whether it stays the same, gets worse or gets better.
And as we say, people really aren't interested in your ads. They're interested in your story and, you know, telling your story is your responsibility. I had a great meeting recently with some wonderful leaders and CEOs and they're doing incredible things and they took total responsibility that no one knew about it.
Yeah. And that's a hard thing to do, I think, if you are a CEO, because you're so focused on delivering services and outcomes for your clients that you're probably not thinking that if we don't tell anyone, it's almost like that work doesn't exist.
Mm. I was in another meeting recently with an organization heavily funded by the government. Oh, we're talking tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And to quote them, you know, they're on the government teat. So what does that do? It takes away innovation. It takes away
independence.
Yeah. And so there's no need to scrap and street fight to create anything because they're flooded with money. What does that create? Like it creates a creativity void.
Yeah.
Nothing's going on.
Well, we know, don't we, from our discussions with potential clients coming in and the hustle needed to try and get people moving at the moment because I think people are deflated and feeling a sense of what a tough year it is and not really a clear purpose about what might be coming. And there's great opportunities to tell stories because there's been so much innovation during these tough economic times. People have had to alter how they deliver services, how they provide their services and consumers goods to people and so on. And businesses have had to be innovative. And I think there's great stories around that. And you know what it's like, you know, innovation happens usually during a period of crisis. And I think we've seen some great stuff.
So, okay, if we're talking about planning for the new year, if you're a CEO listening, you know you've got to do that.
Yeah, no one wants to do it though, do they? No one does because you're too busy dealing with it now.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right. It's a hassle because it's now, do. But in a way too, I think the planning is almost a cop-out because you can plan. You can plan to plan and then just put it in a drawer somewhere.
Yeah.
So where's the action?
Yeah, no plan survives contact with the enemy and all that. You can have this. I think the key is you don't have to have a perfect plan. You just got to sketch one out. You got to have a roadmap maybe. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I would agree. But then I think it's about the actions that fall out of the plan. So what are you doing now? Like, what are you trying to achieve? But to go to your earlier point, no one's planning because they're so busy now. But then what is the now about? It's reaction. So you're not actually controlling anything.
No.
What are you reacting to? Your 300 emails or whatever you're doing. So you see where I'm going? You're treading water with the busyness.
No, I think I've definitely learned that from being in business that you've got to be strategic, haven't you? You've got to work out what are your priorities for the next 6 to 12 months. And actually ticking off those goals one by one is probably more important than just, as you said, dealing with the day-to-day tasks. I really think there's a lot to be said for that, Tony, for sure.
So then, okay, you got to do a plan. If you're a CEO, you know you've got to have one. So you're doing it, right? Whether you're acting on it or not, we don't know. I would say if you're a CEO, has to have a business plan, get your PR going, get your stories going.
Definitely.
Because that's very powerful. You know, I had a CEO agree with me recently. People are hiding behind marketing, which costs a lot of money because they're too scared to tell their story in the media for $0.
Yep.
I think it's a tragedy for not-for-profits who talk about, you know, living for members.
Yeah, I find that depressing, you know, a bit cynical. You know, everything's guided by algorithms and marketing does feel like something you can hide behind. And I know that there's a certain amount of success to it. It plays a part, but I wouldn't say it gives you authenticity. I think if you really want cut through and authenticity in a voice and people to really know about you, and let's be fair, you've talked about this. People love hearing stories. We love telling stories. We love thinking, oh yeah, Tony's done this. John's done that. I want to know more about what people are doing. That's the way I'm built. That's the way you're built because I guess we love to find out these things, but I think most people do. And I think that's where PR gives you a chance to tell your story, get known for the good things and the challenges you face. And we know that telling your story in times of promotion and crisis, reputation management, if you will, is crucially important.
Yeah. So maybe CEOs out there, think about your stories. How are you telling them externally and internally?
Exactly. Because you said there's no internal discussions now, are there? They get externalized.
Yeah, exactly. Here's something else, though. If you're on the comms team or the marketing team or you're a senior consultant and you're part of this organization, no one's asked you to do a PR plan for next year.
No.
Why don't you do one anyway?
Yeah, I think that's a positive tip.
Don't you think?
Definitely.
For your career, something for the organization. So we've talked about this before, people frustrating in their comms role. In fact, you and I were presenting recently to a massive webinar. One of the major questions was, what happens when our board doesn't want to tell our stories? What happens when our CEO doesn't want to, like, how do we get these people moving? And I don't think I answered that very well, but why don't you, off your own bat, create a 2024 PR plan for your organization, present it to the board, present it to the CEO? What would that do for your career?
I think that's a great piece of advice. And obviously, it would make you feel good and give you some energy because you're taking control of your destiny and you're not empowered to do it yet because you haven't got approval from above. But if you don't ask, then you're never really going to find out, are you? And you never know. Some of those ideas might get up. You might get your plan approved.
You might get your plan approved, yeah. But also, when you go off for your next interviews and your next jobs, you've got the 2024 plan there that was wonderful that you presented.
Yeah.
That no one accepted, but it's probably great anyway because you're just ahead of that organization.
Yeah, you can say, look, I tried because I care. You know, I really want to tell this story over a 12-month period. I want to be strategic. I want to use different platforms. I want to use PR as one of those levers. And you can take the best of that and bring it to your new job if you have to leave as well. Because that's the biggest frustration if you're working in any sort of public sector stuff. It's that lack of control, that lack of agency. But like you said, you're stuck in never-ending, endless planning that really, I feel, never goes anywhere.
Yeah, it's tough. So why would you bother putting this plan together? One, for your career, I think it'd be magnificent. And then it really builds some collateral and some leverage into other jobs you might jump into. But I tell you what, you're going to impress the pants off the CEO and the board. Or you know what? You might get sacked and that might be a good thing.
Yeah.
Because it might be time to move.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I think it's very creative because, you know, when you start thinking, oh yeah, in January, we got this coming up. We need a plan for that. It helps you plan for potential problems as well. So it's good for crisis planning and positive proactive stuff. And even if you don't even implement or action all the things you're developing, it gets you ahead of the game. It stops you being paralyzed by fear if these things do emerge. So I'm a big fan of it.
I guess just to wrap up on it, then how would you do a PR plan? I mean, get yourself on, do some Google and get yourself on ChatGPT. You probably won't find our method there.
No.
So our method is more industry leadership. So you can really stand out in your sector. John, you need to list all the urgent problems in your sector.
Yeah, you do. You need to say, what are the challenges that we face as an organization over the next 6 to 12 months? Because we're not alone in that. No one else is talking about it. And you can really highlight that and magnify why you need support or why you might need help. And you can also highlight the benefits you bring to your clients. I just think people love to hear stories. And obviously, we know, Tony, there are certain times in the year, months, where there are markers. Now, we know journalists don't like covering, you know, awareness days and weeks. But there can be a time to develop some stories and get some energy in your organization going and momentum internally, if nothing else, to develop some stories and get some buy-in.
Absolutely. So list all the urgent problems, find some case studies to match up with them, get the courage with you and your CEO to come out with some strong calls to action, focus on singular themes, pitch this stuff in, not selling yourself, but focus on making the industry better. We know it's life-changing.
Oh, it is. It is. And it feels good because you're trying to do something. You're not just sitting there with no agency.
We're only 2 months in with a little not-for-profit called Eat Up, and they provide, you know, sandwiches for kids going to school without food.
Yeah, that's amazing. I actually had a bit of an encounter with them. What a great thing to be partnering with, because I don't know, it's something that makes you feel good inside when you even talk about it.
Yeah.
We're all smiling now.
How good is it?
Yeah.
And it's been national, huge media. Look, they've been doing this good work for a long time, but they just didn't know how to tell the story.
Yeah.
So we showed them how to tell the story. We've been doing it with them and for them. The media has been crazy now. We just had coffee with them and it's the phone calls they're getting.
Mm.
This is the life-changing bit. Philanthropists funding, government ministers, partners they've never heard of. And 8 weeks, almost 3 months in, we haven't even started.
No.
We've just got to know their names.
No, really, we're just laying a foundation at that time. And it's great to hear that we're ahead of the curve there, and that's fantastic. But we're trying to lay a solid foundation. We're trying to upskill people so they're ready to face the media, think about the audience and the goal and what they're trying to say, their key messaging and all that kind of stuff. But this is amazing. If more kids get great school lunches that are of nutritional value because of this, that's a win.
And we've had something to do with it, John. So I'm proud of all my team for all the great work that they do all across all of our clients. And does glow you up a bit, right? Right. We do tell stories that change lives, and it's good to just see it happening.
Yeah, that kind of stuff is what we get out of bed for every day, and we'll continue to do so.
Yeah. So get onto your PR plan for 2024. Just make it happen. Create some stuff. Be brave.
Yeah, treat yourself. Get the Christmas decorations out. Start planning.
Good luck.
If you're inspired to increase your profile and strengthen your brand, a good talent media story creation meeting could be a great place to start. You'll meet some of our key team members and do a deep dive into your brand's possibilities. We'll give you tools and strategies to implement straight away. Email info@goodtalent.com.au with the title Story Creation to get yours today.